Father, indeed, it is a pleasure and a blessing to be able to come here in this morning to hear thy word, to read thy word, to meditate upon it, to sing songs of praise and worship unto thee. We do pray that you would be with us in this morning. As we have learned in Bible class already, as we have come before thee in this morning and also for the business meeting this afternoon, Lord, that thou would grace us with your presence. Through Christ we pray. Amen. I'd like if you would turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to be reading the last verses, starting with verse 18 to 25. But before we started to read, I do want to define a few terms. Oh, I don't know how many years ago it was. Maybe 10, 15. In the complex where my work is, you know, it's an industrial complex, and the streets are wide, and there's just a lot of traffic there. And I remember, you know, I've been working there since 85, so it's just been many years that I was working there. And so probably after 15 years, I come up to the stop sign, and this stop sign is what you call a rolling stop sign. Everybody rolls this stop sign, right? And so, sure enough, I just kind of roll around the stop sign. And right away, there's a policeman there. And he pulls me over. And I see that there are three of them there. And they're just pulling everybody over. They must have pulled over 50 people that day. And there's no excuse. You know, I broke the law. I did not come to a full and complete stop. And so, you know, I learned my lesson. So now, you know, as the next year went by, I was coming to a full and complete stop. Now, I'm not seeing those policemen there ever again. You know, it just happened that once, right? And so a lot of people roll that stop sign still, and sure enough, I come up, I make my full and complete stop, and a semi-truck does not, and he rear-ends me. And I think, wow, this is what I get. This is what I get for making a full and complete stop, right? So when you talk about the laws, and you talk about obeying the traffic laws, this is one of the terms that I wanted to define as we are going to read about wives and children, wives submitting, children obeying, servants obeying. So obey is like a stop sign. You're supposed to make a full and complete stop. A synonym to the word obey is to mind, like mind what I say. Listen to what I say. So that's that word, obey. It's kind of like a stop sign. Submit, it's a little bit different. Submit is a word, it's like the yield sign. You may need to stop most of the time, or you may or may not need to stop. It really depends on the situation. What's key is with that yield sign is that you need to keep the other driver's best interest in mind as you're coming up. You need to defer. That's a synonym. To defer, it's a voluntary yielding or submitting out of respect, or in this case, the law. You're giving deference to the other person. So obey is like the stop sign. Submit is like the yield sign. Provoke. Provoke is another word I wanted to find before we go and read this passage. Provoke is to stir up purposefully. How many of us have had a tailgater in front of us? No, behind us. Okay, how many of us have had a tailgater behind us? And what are you tempted to do, right? Are they provoking you? Well, you're tempted to slow up a little bit. Maybe you're tempted to hit the brakes a little bit, right? So provoking, or if you pull up along at a stoplight, you pull up along some teenagers and you rev your engine up, what are you doing? You're provoking them to a race, right? This is the word provoke. This is something you have to understand. And then the last word that I'd like to define is love. And that has absolutely nothing to do with driving. Love. And the love as used in Colossians is that agape love. It's that unconditional love that transcends and persists regardless of circumstances. A selfless love that is passionately committed to the well-being of others. So, with that in mind, let us read Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 through 25. Wives, submit, yield, yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And in whatsoever ye do, do it heartily unto the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. I'd like to stop there. So the very first verse, Colossians 3:18, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Now, if I can bring another traffic analogy, I remember many years ago in Phoenix, I was driving, and I was alone in the car, so I don't know if it was for work or for what reason. But, you know, Phoenix, it's one of those snowbird states, cities maybe. Down in Florida, it's the same. There's just a lot of people from everywhere. And so you wouldn't think that there would be, when you think of Phoenix, you don't think of bad traffic, you don't think of bad drivers. But here I was in Phoenix. I was getting on the freeway that goes right up the middle of the 17. And their freeways they're better now. They weren't all that big. And the on-ramp was pretty short and it merged very quickly. And in California, you just step on the gas and you go, you put your blinker on and you get over. But I remember distinctly as I was accelerating, there was a car that was kind of in my blind spot and it was accelerating along with me. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? You know, there was room, but now there's not room. And as I'm coming up, the road's ending. I have no place to go. And I look over my shoulder and I see that there is a elderly woman there. And she has her mouth clenched and teeth clenched, and she's nodding her head back and forth like, no way are you getting in front of me, right? And so instead of, we all get on the freeway at 60 so miles an hour, I'm going to hit something, right? I have to slow way down to maybe 30 to finally let her pass and get in behind her. And now whatever traffic was behind me had to yield to me because now I had no place to go, right? And so when you think of this word, wives, submit yourselves to your husbands. This lady is the antithesis, right? She is the antithesis of this. And I know that a lot of times we all get this in our spirit. We might be driving on the freeway and you see somebody that's, come up and they're just trying to get where they're going, regardless of other people. But a lot of times, and I am thankful for California drivers because most of the time in California, there's a lot of submission. You don't hear horns. I do remember I was sitting in traffic and lanes were merging as they always do. And all of a sudden there's this horn and it's going on for a minute. And I look over and I look back and it's a guy from New York, right? Not from California. You never hear horns in California. So wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as is fit in the Lord. If I can give you maybe a better way other than that lady who was not going to let anybody in, or me in specifically, I do remember as I was driving down the freeway with my driving instructor in high school, we get onto the freeway and very quickly you get onto the freeway and now there's another exit and you can see the clover leaf, right? There's a clover leaf where another street's going to get on. And you can see that there's one car, and there was a bunch of cars in front of me, a bunch of cars behind me, and I can see that he was going to come around, and he was going to need a place to go. And so maybe I was still going 50. I wasn't going as fast as I could have gone. And the instructor says to me, you can go. You can go faster now. And I said, but I was going to let that guy in. And this guy is, 800 feet away, going the other way at the time. But because of the clover leaf, you can see the timing was going to be to let him in. And he said, wow, that's such a good thing. And he just starts talking to the kids in the back because, this is driver's education. And there's like four in the car. He goes, This is a lesson to learn. You know, this is what you have to do. And this is what I think is being spoken about here. A good wife, a smart wife, she sees way, way beyond. She sees way ahead that there's somebody going to emerge, right? That there's going to be a time to yield. And if you start way early, there's just no issues. Life is smooth, and life goes on. So when it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, this is not this, as Brother Tim said, in our society, there is this contrast of extremes. People want to say, well, that's slavery. Or people want to say that, you know, it's one extreme or the other. And really, the Lord has it such that, you know what? This is the order of things. This is how the authority structure has been set up. And in the commentaries, there's a lot of reference to the military structure, right? The military structure says, you know, not all generals are as smart as the privates. There are some great privates or corporals that are brilliant, but they're not the generals. And there's a structure of authority that needs to be set up. And so in that, this is something important. In Ephesians 5:33, it says, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even of himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. So there's a submit, which is a willing. Let's make that clear. It's a willing submission as opposed to obey, which is kind of like you got to follow the law. And then reverence or respect. And as I was looking that up, and I won't go into it now, but I at least wanted to let you know, there was a website called iMom, little iMom. And there were 6 ways to show your husband respect. And if you just go Google that, iMom, 6 ways to show your husband respect. I thought, wow, that would be a great talking point between you and your husband to talk about those points, to see is that something that can help your relationship there. Okay, so wives, submit yourselves. And then right away, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. And so that's an interesting thing. When we think of the word submit and obey, they're quite different than the word love, right? So husbands must have some problem here. Husbands, love your wives. In Ephesians 5:25, this parallel passage, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. If you remember in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that while we were yet sinners. So there's a lot of times when we're not lovable, but Christ loved us anyhow. He loved us with an agape love, a self-sacrificing love. And even though it was hard for him, he despised the shame. He went to the cross for us who didn't reciprocate that love back. And this is the type of love. Regardless, husbands, if your wives are submitting to you or not, regardless of that, you need to show this love, this love that knows no bounds to your wives. And be not bitter against them. If there are things that are going on that cause you to be riled up or to be resentful, it says, don't let that be. You can't let that be. The University of Washington, they were studying couples. For 20 years, they studied, I forget how many thousand couples. And I just wanted to read some of the findings here. They studied the couples when they had disagreements, and they noticed that the difference in male and female behaviors. For example, 85% of those who stonewall and withdraw from the argument or the discussion when you had a disagreement, 85% were the males. That's what men do. They withdraw, they pull back. And when this happened, they noticed the men's heartbeats were up at 99 beats per minute. So their heart rates were elevated during this disagreement. And it just so happens that that number of heartbeats per minute is the same as a man. It's the same the man has before he throws a hand grenade to save his buddy, right? That's not, and that's why a husband feels like she is trying to pick a fight with him while she's not trying to pick a fight. Psychologically, it feels like she's going to war with him. It feels like she's the enemy. This is why he shuts down. He goes into another room, and she chases him in there because she needs to connect. So you have this disagreement, this misunderstanding, right? Husbands, you need to nourish, cherish. And a lot of times that means connecting with your wife, listening, talking. We have two ears, one mouth, right? Use them proportionally, I think is the saying. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing in the Lord. Obey, it's like the traffic law. Part of your youth is learning about life. Fathers and mothers have so much more experience than you about this. If you learn how to obey imperfect parents, then you are well-prepared to obey our Heavenly Father, which is perfect, right? This is well-pleasing in the Lord. This, it just says obey. It doesn't qualify. And I think this is the difficult part with this verse. People have all these qualifications. They have all these experiences where their mom or their dad was wrong. And I think I've shared this before. I remember there was a certain bush on the side of our house. And, you know, I'd been eating, you know, there were little berries. And I'd been eating these berries for years. And my mom said to me, you know, she catches me with some berries in my hand. And she says, don't eat those. They're poisonous. Right? And I've been eating these for years. And so, yeah, I didn't say anything, but I didn't obey. And I kept on eating them, but just not in front of her, right? There are exceptions to the rule. But those exceptions are far fewer than you or I might think. So if you're having young man or young woman, somebody who is a child, right? If you're having issues with this and you think it's too much, let's talk. Because specifics, we got to get into the specifics of the deal and work through these things. Because you can't just paint it with a broad brush. The broad brush is, children, obey your parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Don't provoke, right? How would you encourage? You have a tailgater. Let's talk about that again. You have a tailgater, but this is your child, right? He's riding you. He's pushing you. How would you encourage a tailgater to slow down and to increase that gap? What do you think? You know, you definitely don't slam on the brakes, right? That's going to make him more angry. Right? So, if this is your child now, if you actually had time to explain why you shouldn't tailgate, maybe you're teaching your child driver's ed, you might say, well, you know, the human reaction time is such that you need to have two car lengths so that you have time to react to the brake lights. So, you need to have that space where you're going. And, of course, the faster you go, the wider that gap is. If it's raining, it's going to be slippery. And you might try to explain in this way. You might say, you know, really, if you are pushing this guy ahead of you, where are you going to go? Look ahead. There's 1,000 cars ahead of you. You know, why are you trying to push? How much time are you going to save? And so as you talk to your child, as you reason these things out, as you try to give him the big picture or her, Brother Tim this morning, just this morning, I think, in Bible class, he was talking about singing songs, you know, and a lot of times it can become a rote thing. You come in, you sing your songs, you're waiting for that 3:30 to end or 3:15, and then you're out of here. But really, as we're reading the words, as you look at the words, I remember the song from the junior hymnal, when he cometh to make up his jewels, all the pure ones, all the bright ones, right? So, I thought Wenny was a person. I didn't think it was when he. I thought it was Wenny. Wenny's coming. And so for many years, I finally realized that, oh, that's what it really means. You read the words, right? And so this same, when it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, you don't know what they don't know. And there's a lot they don't know. And it's our job to figure out how to raise them up and instruct them. Yes, we may delegate a lot of that training to our wives, but we do not abdicate that responsibility. It is our responsibility. Fathers, provoke not your children. It's our job to figure out how to teach them and train them up. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service and as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. You know, we don't have this in our culture so much, servants, slaves, as it was back there. But I think we're all servants. We all understand that we are not our own. We don't live on an island. We need to submit, all of us need to submit to the authorities and the structures that are over us in the church, in the government, at home. And so when it says servants, here's the key point. Obey. So it's that same obedience that we expect from the children. Obedience to authority is so important. But the key point here is to be diligent. There's a phrase at work that some of us have, camping. Have you ever heard of camping? When the cat's away, the mice play. Cats away, mice play. Camp, right? So when the boss is out of the office, yeah, they don't work as hard. Yeah, you know, the employees, they don't work as hard. This is not, this is also against scripture. We shouldn't be at our place of business. We shouldn't be servants, if you would. We shouldn't just be doing this with eye service as men pleasers, just to look good. It should be in our character that when nobody's looking, you're doing that job as if it's your own. As if it were your own business, you should be doing this. And it goes on to say, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Inheritance. It's almost as if that is your business. If you're working at your, let's say it was your father's business, right? You know, a lot of times that goes to the children. And so the diligence you put into that, that is going to be yours. So we should really think of that. It's not whatever we do. It says, do it heartily as unto the Lord. And then Colossians 3:25, but he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. This goes back to sowing seeds. What you sow, you're going to reap. If you are doing wrong, you can expect that there's going to be punishments to follow. So, in conclusion, wives, submit to and reverence your husband. And once again, if you wanted to go look up some of the ways you can do that, you can Google 6 ways to show your husband respect on that iMom site. I didn't really look at it too much. There might be some other stuff there that's not good. I don't know. But that I thought was good. Husbands, love her like you love yourself, like Christ loved the church. When she wants to talk about family, about you know work, about things that are going on in her realm and your realm, take the time to listen. Don't take it as an attack. Don't take it as that you need to retreat. And then wives, don't think that that's a personal thing against you. These are things that men and women have to deal with, and we have to learn. But really, the onus is on the husbands, that you need to go that extra mile to be able to love that wife, love your wife like you love yourself. Children, life is about others. It's not about you. You know, when they're 1 and 2, this is when they're learning. You know, they want their cup, they want their food. You give them some food, they throw it on the floor. They give them some food, they throw it on the floor. You know, life's not about you. We need to learn that, no, life is about working with others. And so obedience is a way to keep that in keen perspective. Fathers, think before you react. Don't provoke. There are consequences. Your family will suffer if you are not being the father that you should be with God's help. Figure out a way to instruct your children that gets that message across without frustration. It's not your wife's job. Yes, she's there. Your parents. It says parents. But fathers, it says specifically, don't provoke your children. And then servants, we are all servants. We need to look out for our master's business like it was our own, and the Lord blesses that. May God bless his word.